Thanks for joining us here on the Jefferson Exchange. We're always glad to have you. Phone numbers 800-838-3760 anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Email address jx@jeffnet.org. The first Friday of most months marks the return of our First Friday Art segment. Just as many towns hold First Friday Art walks, we stroll through the list of items for the coming weeks in the performing and visual arts. Charlotte Duran joins me to go down the list.
And we want to hear from you. Call or email with news of arts events where you live, even major Halloween celebrations that are going on. Call us 1-800-838-3760 or 541-552-6782. And again, you can email us at jx@jeffnet.org.
So to kick things off, let's see, we have a concert tonight, October 4th at 7:30 of the Roots Academy for Early and Traditional Music. This will be in Ashland at 601 Walnut Street. Again, it's a sampler concert of European folk traditions this evening at 7:30 at 601 Walnut Street in Ashland. Roots Academy promises another concert by its faculty members on Saturday, October 26th. That's at Roots Academy in Ashland.
And we have Stone Cold Jazz performing October 5th from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Stone Cold Jazz, Straight Ahead Jazz, all new jazz venue at Springfield, Moe's Tavern. That's 471 South A Street.
Also on the 5th, which is tomorrow, we have Susie Boggess in concert. This is country folk and Americana music with her trio. This will be in concert on Saturday, October 5th at 7:30 at the Southern Oregon University Music Recital Hall in Ashland. Susie Boggess coming to Ashland for a concert. Glad to hear from her.
And we have Musicians Jam with Hot Finger. That's October 6th from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Join and play or dance to some of the finest talent in the Valley, all ages, and it's free to the public.
Let us take a call. We have Livia and Ashland from Camelot Theater in Talent once again. Always first in line for First Friday. Livia, good to hear from you.
Oh, good morning, Jeffrey. Yeah, I'm always first in line because I usually have a meeting at 8:30. We have Barry Manilow running through Sunday. Sunday's almost sold out, but there are still tickets available. It's a spotlight, so it's a little biography and a lot of music. Over 24 songs, some of which include Ready to Take a Chance Again, Somewhere Down the Road, New York Rhythm, Copacabana, I Write the Songs, It's a Miracle. So it's just an incredible, incredible show. You come out of there just with a big grin on your face. And then on the 16th of October, we start previews for Evita, the multiple Tony Award-winning musical about a woman who I believe was misunderstood in a lot of ways. She meant well. She didn't always achieve what she meant to do, but she started out at 15 in Buenos Aires as a very naive girl. By 22, she was a movie star. By 24, Juan Perón's mistress. By 27, his wife and the First Lady of Argentina, and she was dead at 33 of cancer. But in the meantime, she got women the vote. She got a Bill of Rights for children. She did a lot of good, but as with a lot of leaders, she made some mistakes along the way. So it's a fascinating musical, and we have some incredible people starring in it. So
I was about to ask who the lucky and challenged person is who gets to play the role of Evita.
Rebecca K. Campbell. She's done a number of roles over the years at Camelot. She's also directed and choreographed there, and she's the head of my conservatory. She's and my artistic associate. And then Eric Connolly, who's known throughout the Rogue Opera world here, is doing Che, and Bob Minor is doing Juan Perón. So it's quite a trio there in the lead. It's really, really wonderful to just listen to them sing, because it is an opera.
It really opera. Is. It's a rock opera, but it's an opera. Yeah.
Yes, it is. And a lot of dancing, and the Andrew Lloyd Webber score has a lot of Latin infusion in it, so it's a wonderful piece of theater.
So Barry Manilow through Sunday of this week, and then October 16th, Evita opens?
Yes, and that first performance is a fundraiser for Winter Spring Center for Grief and Loss, and they can get tickets through Winter Spring. They bought out the house. And then we preview on Thursday the 17th, and those tickets are $12, and we open on the 18th, and regular tickets are $25 and $27. And they can call 535-5250 or CamelotTheater.org for more information.
Okay, Livia, thanks so much for joining us once again on the Jefferson Exchange on our First Friday Arts segment. Good to have you. And we can take additional calls as well from you, the listeners, to tell us about arts events coming up in your town. Charlotte and I have a pile of papers here in front of us. We'd rather hear from you telling us about the arts events in your town. 800-838-3760 or 541-552-6782. or by email jx@jeffnet.org. Let me bring you up to date on what's going on with the Linkville Players in Klamath Falls. Those Players are doing Bat Boy the Musical. It's running Friday and Saturday this week and next. So it'll close on October 12th. And if you hadn't heard about it before, this is based on that cover story in the Weekly World News back in 1992 about a half-boy, half-bat creature growing up in a cave. And so this became Bat Boy the Musical. The Actors Gang Theater in Culver City, California, brought to the stage once again by the Linkville Players in Klamath Falls. Tonight, tomorrow, and Friday and Saturday next week.
And coming to the Mendocino Theater in Mendocino, California, time stands still. This is going to run through October 10th through November 10th. It's 8 p.m. on Sundays and 2 p.m. on Sundays as well. It's from the writer of Collected Stories, comes a touching and realistic story delicately reflecting the tumultuous times in which we live. That's Sarah Goodwin, an acclaimed photojournalist, and she returns from a war zone with scars both physical and emotional. And for those who understand what it means to bring their work home, Time Stands Still is a deeply explorative human story about finding oneself at a crossroads and new beginnings and the differences that give each of our lives color.
That is, it's Mendocino Theater Company?
Yes.
All right, let's go on to another call. Here's Bobby in Talent. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange and our first Friday Arts segment.
Hey, good morning, Jeff.
Hi there.
Thank you. Well, I'm here to talk about our fabulous 40-year plus. This year it's been, I think it's 46 years of Harvest Festival in Talent.
Excellent. And that is when?
That is tomorrow. Starts off crack of dawn with a 5K, 10K run walk, which starts at 8 a.m. Registration is at 7. We've got a pancake breakfast here locally, which starts at 8 o'clock. And then there's a parade in Talent at 10 a.m., which you want to come on time for that because it's pretty quick. Super fun, which then moves us into the vendors and live music. We've got about 6 live bands tomorrow. We're starting off with the mariachi folks. Everybody, so many people are familiar with the friends, the Dan and Friends of Patchy Sanders. They're the mariachi band that have played in Western Oregon, California, here locally. We have Ballet Folklorico playing. After that, Flat Five String Band, Love Bite, and Rogue Suspects are all on deck for tomorrow. We run till 6 o'clock here at Harvest Festival. There'll be food vendors, craft vendors, and we've got a wonderful Renaissance-style beverage tent, an adult beverage tent by Oberon. They're in Ashland. They're brewing their wines and their traditional mead. Yum.
All right, so all kinds of things happening, not just the arts, obviously, but certainly a chance to hear music and see visual arts and all sorts of other stuff at the Harvest Festival in Talent. So the first event is what time again in the morning?
That's it. Day begins at 7 a.m., so the pancake breakfast is serving until 11, and then the 5K run is at 8, the parade is at 10, and the vendors and music starts at 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock. Okay, Bobby, and I guess I should point out that you'll be the MC for the bands early in the day.
I think we should point out that you're going to be the MC for the bands wrapping up the day.
Then we introduced each other. Well done. Thanks, Bobby. Good to hear from you.
Take care. This is
First Friday in the Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. Your calls and emails welcome about arts events in your town, 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782, or jx@jeffnet.org.
And we have another call from Eden in Ashland.
Hi, Eden. Go ahead.
Good morning. Hey, good morning. I was also calling to advertise for the First Friday events up on Southern Oregon's campus this evening.
All right, tell us.
Yeah, we have quite a bit going on. First of all, the our very own Living Opportunities here in Ashland has a show up in the Stevenson Union Gallery that opened this week, and it's really lovely. We also have a performance and musical art piece in the Hannon Library starting at 5:30 and starring your very own Mr. Reed Newland.
Mr. Reed Newland, the man who did the weather forecast and is manning the controls at this moment. Excellent. And what are we going to hear from Reed? Because he's too bashful to tell us himself.
the tagline I have been given, that I've heard around, is an intergalactic lesbian Noah's Ark. And it's meant to be a very big performative concert along with performance art elements to it. And that starts at 5:30, and the music itself starts closer to 7.
Well, the radio audience is missing Reed Blush right now, but we're glad to get the plug in there. So a whole bunch of things going on for this First Friday, then.
A whole bunch. One of our students reached out and became part of the AGA, the Ashland Gallery Association, and really put SOU on the map. as well as I myself have a show opening this evening as part of First Friday on the SOU campus, and that'll be in the semi-private art studios in the basement of the Marion Addy building. And that show is called Bottlenecked, and it's a series of paintings that came together this summer. As well as last night, the Willie Cole and Daniel DuFord show opened in the Schneider Art Museum, and it's really phenomenal. There's a really massive recycled water bottle installation from Cole, along with his usual high-heeled shoe sculptures. And there's a lot of really great prints and ceramic pieces and really massive watercolors from DuFord as well. And Daniel DuFord is an artist from Portland who had a residency at SOU spring term and is now bringing back the work that he was inspired to make while he was here.
All right, so this is all part of Ashland's First Friday Art Walk, which runs generally 5 to 8 p.m., is it?
Yes.
Okay, and so if people want to see the venues on the SOU campus, you mentioned the basement of the Marion Addy building, the Schneider Museum, and where are the musical venues?
The Raccoon Venom show, the musical show, will be hosted in the Hannon Library on the third floor.
All right. Great. Eden, thanks so much for giving us the details on First Friday Art Walk, and glad to hear that it's expanded to the SOU campus.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. And we'll take your calls as well here on First Friday Art Segment here on the Jefferson Exchange. Charlotte and I have a pile of papers here, but we want to hear from you. 800-838-3760 or 541-552-6782 or by email jx@jeffnet.org. We have Michael Fronte and Spearhead coming to the Cascade Theater in Reading on October 9th, which is next Wednesday. And I understand, too, that Michael Fronte and Spearhead will be live in studio on the Rhythm and News Service of JPR. I'm not exactly sure right now. I'll have to check the date on that and try to get that to you before the end of the segment. But we're trying to get Michael Fronte and Spearhead into the studio, and they will be performing at the Cascade Theater in Reading on Wednesday, October 9th, starting at 7:30.
Also coming up, Criterion Performances presents Ring of Fire, the music of Johnny Cash at 7:30 p.m. Thursday, October 17th at the Criterion Theater in Medford. Jukebox musical about struggle, success, heartache, faith, and home, and features Johnny Cash tunes. And you can get tickets at criterion.org.
Also have Young Frankenstein the Musical playing at Humboldt State University's Music Theater and Music Department. This will be October 17th as well at 7:30 p.m. So if you like Young Frankenstein like it was before, you know, and it's alive, and it dances now, too. This is music and dancing in Young Frankenstein the Musical at the Humboldt State University Theater. At the Gist Hall Theater, I should be more specific about that, in Arcata on October 17th at 7:30.
And the Riverfront Playhouse in Reading presents A Little Murder Never Hurt Anybody, directed by Maria Drake. It's running through October 19th, and it's Friday and Saturday nights, 7:30 p.m., and Sunday matinees at 2 p.m., October 6th and 13th.
All right, let me bring her back to Michael Fronte for a second. We mentioned he'll be live in Reading on October 9th. We are planning to have Michael Fronte live in the studio here, probably in this very studio, at Jefferson Public Radio, heard on the Rhythm and News Service on open air. That'll be Wednesday, October 9th at 1 in the afternoon. So listen to Michael Fronte in the afternoon. See Michael Fronte and Spearhead that evening at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater in Reading.
It looks like we have another call. Phyllis in Grants Pass, thanks for joining us.
Yes, hi. I'm calling to announce the opening of the Rogue Valley Symphony season. We have a truly fabulous symphony orchestra in the Rogue Valley, headed by Martin Mikut, the Slovakian director. This evening in Ashland at the SOU Recital Hall, tomorrow evening at the Criterion, and Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Grants Pass Performing Arts Center.
All right. Well, thank you so much for that, Phyllis. Appreciate you letting us know about it. And in fact, we can fill in the gaps just a little bit more here, Phyllis, so stand by.
The Rogue Valley Symphony opens its fall season this evening at the Criterion Theater in Medford. Volunteer arts reporter Bob Davey talks with Symphony Music Director Martin Mikut.
Dr. Mikut, tell us about the program the Rogue Valley Symphony will be performing this weekend and the pianist who will be featuring.
Well, let me first start by saying that the Rogue Valley Symphony just came off the first inaugural summer series of concerts. We did 3 concerts open air, and they were so hopelessly sold out that I just wanted to give our regular concert attendees a chance to get a little taste of summer that has just passed. So we're opening the first concert of our regular concert series with a piece by Arthur Honegger called Pastoral d'été, which means a summer pastoral. So that's just to, you know, recall all the beautiful moments here in Rogue Valley this past summer. Our featured artist is Sarah Davis-Büchner, wonderful pianist. She just soloed recently with San Francisco Symphony, so we're really honored to have a pianist of that caliber here with us. And she will be playing Dvořák's Piano Concerto, which is a piece that is not heard often on concert stages. People hear often Dvořák's cello or violin concerto, but the piano concerto is kind of a hidden gem of the romantic piano literature. And you can expect the usual traits from Dvořák. You know, Dvořák was very fond of folk melodies of his homeland, and unlike many of his romantic contemporaries, he was not afraid of using them. So all his melodies, it seems like you can just sing or hum just about any of them. He never wrote a melody that would not be singable. So it's a thrill to be able to present this seldomly heard virtuosic dramatic piano concerto by Dvořák. Following after the break, we'll do Brahms's Symphony No. 3, which I believe is his most progressive or forward-looking symphony. The piece is in a key of F major, but the entire symphony is a struggle between major and minor, between sunny and dark. And it is not until the very last bars of the final movement, when the theme from the beginning comes back, that everything finally gets resolved to the sunny F major.
That was Martin Mikut, the director of the Rogue Valley Symphony, talking to our arts reporter, our volunteer arts reporter, Bob Davey. Still great to have Bob Davey out and about, getting things going on with the arts. Again, the Rogue Valley Symphony performances tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday at 8 at the Criterion Theater in Medford, which I guess is now called the Criterion, the Criterion Theater at the Collier Center for the Performing Arts, to reflect the recent addition of a big gift from Mr. James Collier. This is our first Friday art segment on the Jefferson Exchange. Charlotte Dern and I have a list of things to run down here in front of us, and we're inviting you to call as well to flesh out that list. Give us more events, give us more details to talk about here on our first Friday art segment. A couple of minutes left at 800-838-3760. Anywhere in the listening area in the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Email address jx@jeffnet.org. Coming up on October 17th, Shasta College Theater Arts presents Romeo and Juliet, Shakespeare's tragic drama of star-crossed lovers. That'll be in the Shasta College Theater stage in Reading, October 17th through the 26th. Romeo and Juliet at Shasta College, starting October 17th. Also coming up for the folks in the Wairika area at the Red Scarf Center for the Society for the Performing Arts, Jason Clay and the Neal Affair appear on Saturday, October 19th at 7:30. The Neal Affair as in Neil Diamond. This is continuing the Neil Diamond legend in Overdrive and beyond, says the supporting material. So Jason Clay and the Neal Affair in Wairika at the Wairika Community Theater, Saturday, October 19th at 7:30. And on October 20th, there's a benefit concert with the Ed Dunsavage Trio featuring Joe Cahoon and Chicken Hirsch. And that will be a benefit for the Rose Mentoring Network. This will be at the Grizzly Peak Winery on Nevada Street in Ashland on October 20th at 1:30 p.m.
And the Liberty Arts Gallery in Wairika, California, will host an invitational art show featuring recent graduates from CSU Chico entitled Fish Out of Water. It's curated by Belinda Hansen, beginning with an opening reception October 25th from 5 to 7 p.m. The public is invited to attend and can enjoy refreshments and music and view the electric variety of artistic media shown.
Let's see what else we have here. Kelly Jo Phelps in concert October 26th, and this will be where? Oh, Unitarian Fellowship in Ashland. You have to forgive us with IJPR.org having gone completely through a big change between the last first Friday and this one. We have to get used to the new format of the listings. But the good news is that when you go to IJPR.org and go to events and community calendar, you'll notice that little maps are provided with all of these as well. So a little bit of an upgrade there for everything else. So Kelly Jo Phelps in concert at the Unitarian Fellowship in Ashland on October 26th at 8 p.m.
And Criterion Performances presents Bernadette Peters at 7:30 p.m. Sunday, October 27th at the Criterion Theater in Medford. Tony and Golden Globe winner and Grammy and Emmy nominated star returns to the Criterion for another intimate concert experience. You can get tickets at criterion.org. And also featuring is Get Ready to Yodel in Reading. This is your chance to sing along to the most successful movie musical of all time, The Sound of Music Sing Along. And that's coming up November 2nd, 7:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m.
That is really funny to see what has happened to The Sound of Music over the years. It's become something like Rocky Horror Picture Show, where people come into the audience, and some of them dress as nuns, whatever, and get to sing along with Sound of Music. So a lot of fun there. And while we're on the subject of people in Austria with The Sound of Music, where it's set, the Vienna Boys Choir is coming to the Criterion Theater in Medford as well. That'll be November 1st at 7:30. This is the legendary choir that has riveted sold-out crowds with their incandescent voices and interpretations. And I really wonder what the total number of people who have been through the Vienna Boys Choir by this time would be. It must be just a tremendous, because, you know, they generally sing in soprano voices or alto voices, mm-hmm. and by the time their voices change, as they become young men, they're no longer really eligible for the Vienna Boys Choir. But the Vienna Boys Choir, with its current membership, November 1st at 7:30 at the Criterion Theater in Medford. And that looks like it exhausts our pile of items here for our First Friday Arts segment here on the Jefferson Exchange. First Friday of every month, we like to do this, so please feel free to join us next time around. Let us know about events in your town. Let's see if we can actually squeeze in this one final call that is just coming in right now. Because what we're trying to do is let you know about arts events coming up anywhere in the state of Jefferson for the weeks ahead. And, of course, I'm a little surprised we didn't get some calls for people telling us about Halloween events coming up throughout the region. So let us take a call from Elizabeth in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on our First Friday Art segment. Just got a few seconds here, Elizabeth. Oh, never mind. It didn't quite work out. Sorry about that. That will do it for our First Friday Art segment here on the Jefferson Exchange. We'll take a short break. Charlotte, thank you. We'll
thank
come
you.
Back and talk to Garrison Keillor on the Writer's Almanac.
The Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 4th of October, 2013. Was hired by Harold Ross as a staff writer for the New Yorker magazine, where Mr. Gill worked for 61 years. He worked under four different editors, some fiction, but mainly as a critic, books and theater and films, and his column Skyline, about the preservation of historic buildings in the city of New York. The year before he died, in 1997, Brendan Gill published Late Bloomers, a book about people who achieved success later in life, Harry Truman, Charles Darwin, Edith Wharton. He was a great champion of architectural preservation, helped to preserve Grand Central Terminal in New York, wrote a biography of Frank Lloyd Wright, entitled Many Masks, served on many boards of directors, the Andy Warhol Foundation, the Municipal Arts Society, the American Academy of Arts and Letters. It's the birthday of Damon Runyon, 1884, Manhattan, Kansas, author of the stories about New York street life that went to make up the musical Guys and Dolls. Damon Runyon, who wrote in a vernacular, much of which he invented himself out of his own head. It's the birthday of the novelist Anne Rice, born New Orleans, 1941, who, after her five-year-old daughter died of leukemia, wrote a novel, Interview with a Vampire, about a vampire who is so lonely he turns a five-year-old girl into a vampire to keep him company. And it's the birthday of the humorist Roy Blunt, Jr., born 1941 in Indianapolis, grew up in Decatur, Georgia, whose first book was About Three Bricks Shy of a Load, about the Pittsburgh Steelers. His latest book, Alphabetter Juice, or The Joy of Text. Here's a poem for today by Howard Nemirov, entitled Going Away. Now as the year turns toward its darkness, the car is packed and time come to start driving west. We have lived here for many years and been more or less content. Now we are going away. That is how things happen, and how, into new places among other people, we shall carry our lives with their peculiar memories, both happy and unhappy, but either way touched with a strange tonality of what is gone but inalienable, the clear and level light of a late afternoon out on the terrace, looking to the mountains, drinking with friends. Voices and laughter lifted in still air in a light that seemed to paralyze time. We have had kindness here and some unkindness. Now we are going on. Though we are young enough still and militant enough to be resolved, keeping our faces to the front, there is a moment after saying all farewells when we taste the dry and bitter dust of everything that we have said and done for many years, and our mouths are dumb, and the easy tears will not do. Soon the north wind will shake the leaves will fall. It may be never again that we shall see them, the strangers who stand on the steps, smiling and waving before the screen doors of their suddenly forbidden houses. Howard Nemirov's poem, Going Away, from his new poems published by University of Chicago Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.